Hello and welcome to a Get Great English podcast special. This one is about the new year. And, well, if you're listening to this in 2015, Happy New Year. And if you're still listening to this in 2014, I hope you have a Happy New Year. So I wanted to talk a little bit about New Year's traditions. So in different countries, there are different New Year's traditions. I'm in Japan, and some of the main traditions that appear to be traditional for me are, well, watching the red and white singing contest on television in the evening, and eating soba noodles, which are really tasty. It's one of my favourite parts of New Year's Eve. And then at midnight going to a shrine, which I don't really do anymore, seeing as I've got a very young son and it's very cold at midnight in late December, early January. So we usually go to a shrine sometime on January the 1st or maybe the 2nd. And also going to the New Year sales to buy lucky bags. When I was in England, the main tradition was to try and drink as much as possible without vomiting over the night of the 31st and into the very early hours of the morning of the 1st. So there were no special New Year's meals when I was in England, but Japan has something called osechi, which is like set little dishes of different things like sweet egg roll and prawns and stuff. My wife didn't like it. I've never had it. So we tend to eat rice cakes with anko, which is like azuki beans turned into sort of like a jam, I suppose, but not quite like a jam. It's very nice, very sweet. I've got a massive sweet tooth, so New Year is one of the times that I get to really indulge myself. Well, every day, really. That leads me on to the next part. So in Japan, nobody cares, but in England and also in America, people make New Year's resolutions. And I don't know, really, I've never been very successful with New Year's resolutions. A New Year's resolution is a promise to yourself to do something that you should do or to stop doing something that you shouldn't do. I used to smoke, but I've never given up smoking as part of a New Year's resolution. I used to drink quite a lot, and I did stop drinking. Well, that wasn't anything to do with a New Year's resolution either. Every time I've tried to do something new as part of a New Year's resolution, it just simply has never worked for me. It might be something that you're interested in. A lot of people try to do something like study more in the New Year, and that's interesting. One way that you can help yourself do this is to maybe buy a calendar and just mark on it every day that you do study English. Maybe set yourself a target for how many days a week or how many hours a week you want to study. Studying every day is very useful, but I don't think it's very possible unless you have nothing else in your life. So certainly I want to study Japanese more this year, but it's finding the time. You know, there are only 24 hours in a day. Lots of people have work or school or things like that, so you can't fit everything in that you want to do. So another one of my hopes for 2015 is to post on Get Great English a little bit more often. I was very, very busy towards the end of this year, but things have tailed off now. I've enjoyed a nice bit of rest, and hopefully I'll get back to posting some things, especially about very, very difficult things or very, very common mistakes over the next few weeks, months, and the rest of the year. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget that you can comment on the blog. You can send me a tweet at Get Great English. I'm on Facebook, Google Plus, and also Instagram now. The username is Get Great English. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.